It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, a program featuring health professionals from our area medical facilities discussing a variety of topics concerning your well-being. Wellness Wednesday is a weekly feature on Q92 Radio.
Welcome to another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. This morning, we're going to travel over to Montevideo to CCM Health, and we're going to visit with Jamie Jasperson and Jennifer Envelson. Ladies, thanks for joining us on Wellness Wednesday this morning.
Thanks for having us, Paul.
Yeah. Why don't we start things off by introducing yourself, Jamie and Jenny. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what your titles are at CCM Health.
My name's Jamie Jasperson. I am the OB maternity manager here at CCM Health. I have been a nurse for about 24 years with 18 years of it being in OB.
And I'm Jenny Envelson. I'm the Vice President of Nursing Services here at CCM Health. I have been with the organization about 23 years and about 17 years doing OB.
Okay. So your role at OB Care, and why do you enjoy what you do?
I just enjoy being able to help support our facility and our staff in their care of our OB patients.
Okay.
And for me, I think just it's such a, you know, working with patients when they are growing their family and delivering babies, it's such an intimate experience, and being part of that is just very touching and rewarding.
Okay, good. Well, as you can tell, that's what our subject is going to be about this morning, having babies and what they offer at CCM Health there. And Jenny and Jamie, I'm just going to turn it over to you and tell us about all the services that CCM Health offers.
Sure. So within our OB department, across from, you know, starting the clinic into the hospital, we have several providers who see our prenatal patients. Seven of those are family practice OB doctors. We also have four midwives and then one OBGYN. And so we just have such a wide array of providers that are dedicated to giving our patients the best care during this process in their lives.
Well, that's a good number that you have there.
It is, yeah. We're excited as our numbers keep growing, and our providers are just doing a great job making sure everybody's well taken care of.
Mm-hmm. Can you explain a little bit what a certified nurse midwife is?
It is a nurse who has gone for extended extra training to where they can actually be at the bedside and work with our laboring moms and also deliver them at our facility, or they can also be at a home birth area, or they can do home deliveries as well.
Okay. All right. The patient sounds like they have a lot of choices and a lot of flexibility then at CCM Health, huh?
They do. You know, a lot of times when a patient calls in for a first prenatal visit, if they haven't been here before, they will talk with the nurse at the clinic about, you know, who might be a good fit for them, and they always have that option to select who they want to see. And the nice thing about it is, you know, if for some reason, you know, while they're in their prenatal pathway and, you know, maybe they decide they want to switch a provider for whatever reason, you know, they're able to do that. And our team of providers, physicians and midwives, work very, very well together. So it's really nice for the patients because everybody just works together so well.
So you actually meet patients where they are then, and you support their choices pretty good then, huh?
Absolutely.
Okay. Talk about locations and where this care happens then, Jenny or Jamie.
So we have OB clinics and clinic locations in Montevideo, in Milan, in Marshall, and Clara City as well. And we do all of our deliveries. They do take place here at CCM Health in Montevideo.
Okay. Can you talk about the types of births offered then?
We offer our vaginal deliveries. We also have gentle C-sections, and we also do water births here at CCM Health.
Okay. Now, water births, that's becoming very popular, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It has grown over the past couple of years, I would say.
Talk about the experience with that, then, versus, you know, the regular way.
So some of our patients like to come in and just have what we call like a psychological birth where, or physiological birth, where they just prefer to not have any interventions. We have a big water birth tub, so they can go and get in the tub when they're 7-8 centimeters, more in active labor, and the water just kind of helps relax them and helps them kind of focus through their contractions, and they can actually deliver in the tub. And they just prefer that interaction. Their family can be in that same room and just be helpful and supportive for them to deliver in the tub that we have.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, we'll talk more about numbers later, but do most hospitals have that, or is that pretty normal now, water births?
It depends on the locations. There are some places that do have water births and offer that, and other places do not. It kind of ranges all throughout the world.
Okay. Let's talk about pain management options then.
So we do have the option of them not using anything. We also have the options of choosing either epidurals. We have nitrous oxide, which is also called laughing gas. We do have IV medication that we can give. We also do just comfort measures, whether it be doing moving. We have peanut balls. We have birthing balls. We also have oils and dermal injections. And then we also have the choice of sitting just in a regular water tub, not our birthing tub, that they can use the water to help with their pain as well.
Hmm. Okay. I'm interested to know about the classes or education that you offer, before the birth, with husbands and that come to classes too. I remember when my firstborn was born in the late 70s, I went to some classes with my wife, and it was an eye opener for me. I learned a lot. So you guys offer a lot of classes?
We do. We offer four classes throughout the year for expectant parent class, and so those classes are 2 evenings, and they the nursing staff that teach the class talk about the beginning of pregnancy all the way through delivery, and they cover a regular, normal, spontaneous delivery. They talk about inductions, if sometimes people need a little help to get their labor started, and then we also talk about C-sections and then the recovery of that. And those are complimentary, so even if somebody isn't delivering at CCM Health, we allow people to still come to our classes if they're delivering somewhere else. And then we also offer lactation classes, again, 4 times a year for moms who want some additional education for nursing their babies. And recently, we started a Spanish language class option for lactation, and so we are just going to be hosting our second one of them coming up here, and so we're excited to be able to expand that service to our Spanish-speaking patients.
Okay, great. Let's talk a little bit about the number of deliveries and maybe some stats in the last few years at CCM Health.
So in 2023, we had around 195 deliveries, which includes all of them as to what we offer here. In 2024, we had a total of 203 deliveries. And then this past year for 2025, we were up to 246 deliveries.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. You have any other stats that would be like first-time moms, or how many water birth deliveries there were? Do you know, have any of that handy?
We do. So we had 34 of water birth deliveries in this past year for 2025. We had 166 moms that were first-time moms that had breastfed. We had 92 moms that were first-time moms, And then we had a total of 49% of babies that were delivered were female, and 51% of those babies were male deliveries in that 246 that we had for 2025.
Wow. A little bit even there with boys and girls then, huh?
Pretty close.
Pretty close, yeah. Yeah, anything else on statistics? About lactation visits and stuff like that?
So total number of lactation visits that we had between the hospital side and the clinic side was 738 visits with our moms.
Hmm. Okay. Wow, that's a busy place then. I remember I was down in Minneapolis at a hospital, and, you know, every time a baby was born, they, you know, this music plays over the intercom.
Yeah.
And it was constantly going. I go, "This possible? They cannot have a baby all every 2 minutes." But I asked somebody that, and yeah, that's true. I said, "Wow, okay." What's that?
It feels like that. Sometimes it does feel like that, yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't get that little jingle out of my head when I went home either. let's talk about safety and quality.
Sure. So some people maybe have seen that we were, CCM Health was awarded the one of America's best hospitals in obstetrics by the Women's Choice Award, which places us in the top 12% of over 4,600 U.S. hospitals offering obstetric services. And so we attribute that to our patient satisfaction scores, number one. The award for best hospitals for obstetrics includes the percentage of patients who definitely recommend our hospital for obstetrics. It also covers our low rates of early elective deliveries, which means that unless there is a specific medical reason, we don't deliver babies or induce babies to be born prior to 39 weeks gestation. And then there's some other safety score measures based off of CMS guidelines, and that covers our infection and complication rates. And we're scoring low in both of those, and we do a lot of drills to make sure that patients are as safe as possible during their prenatal course and their delivery.
Hmm. Wow, congratulations. That's awesome. Jamie and Jenny, what sets you apart from other hospitals, would you say?
I feel like we just try to provide what the patients are looking for and listen to what their requests are and try to make it the best experience that they can have while they're at our facility here at CCM Health.
I understand you have some great suites too, some pretty good suites, huh?
We have very nice labor and delivery rooms, and then we have very nice postpartum suites, which really are tailored to give you kind of that fancy hotel feel. So our moms and if they have a significant other or spouse that's with them, have a queen-size adjustable bed. They have their own refrigerator. They are also given a complimentary meal from a local restaurant in town, as well as a baby gift.
Okay. All right. Anything else you'd like to mention before we wrap things up here?
I just think, you know, kind of touching back, what kind of makes us stand out is the whole obstetrical team throughout CCM Health works together very, very well, and they put the patient's best interest at mind, and they allow them to feel heard and supported. And I think that that's where we have come in very successful.
Maybe someone's listening right now that'd like to get a hold of you. How can they do that?
Okay, so if they needed to get in contact with us, they can visit ccmhealthmn.com for more information, or they can call us at 320-269-8877 to schedule an OB appointment. And we also encourage viewers to look at our patient testimonials. We have some video testimonials online, and we also have photos and videos of our postpartum suites on the website.
Okay, and that website again is?
ccmhealthmn.com.
All right. And as I always do on Wellness Wednesday, I always like to ask each of you, what do you like about working at CCM Health?
I enjoy all the staff and everybody that is here and that works together, and I think we all work really well as a team, whether we're at the top of the top or down to everybody that just helps us out around the hospital.
And for me, I think that CCM Health has such a great culture, and there's so much good teamwork and people supportive of each other. And I'm just really proud to work for an organization that listens to their employees and takes care of them.
Okay. All right. Real good. Thank you so much. We appreciate what you do at CCM Health. And thanks for being on Wellness Wednesday this morning.
Thank you, Paul. Good to talk to you.
Yep.
Yes, thank you.
That's Jamie Jasperson and Jenny Envelson at CCM Health there in Montevideo. And this has been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.
Join us every week at this time for Wellness Wednesday on Q92. Find out what's happening at our area medical facilities, get to know the people who work there, and pick up some tips on how you can live a healthier life.